Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, for those of you just tuning in, we have been mostly talking about the situation that, with the escalation, I think is best to call it, between Iran's government gang and the U.S. government gang, with Donald Trump saying, quote, "We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war." Well, that's a nice way to try to spin this, but this is definitely an escalation of conflict. If you're going to allege that conflict was already occurring, and the conspiracy theory is that the U.S., or this is the theory, conspiracy theory proffered by apparently the U.S. government, is that Iran was behind the attacks on the U.S. embassy. And was that in Iraq where the embassy was? That it was secretly the Iranian government that was behind that, and so therefore we need to strike this individual who was allegedly the number two guy in Iran, who's now been replaced by another number two guy in Iran. So
you're going to need a deck of cards soon.
Not sure what exactly they thought they were going to accomplish, but they killed one bad guy, and I suspect the guy who replaced him, also probably not a nice man. Just going to go out on a limb. But if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We had a U.S. Marine, or former Marine, call in the last hour. He agreed, saying that not only is the conflict in the Middle East pointless, but it's also counterproductive because it's likely creating the very terrorism that the U.S. government wants you to be afraid of. So they started this by meddling in the Middle East for decades.
And if you like the ideas of getting involved in the Middle East, or think we have to, or whatever the situation is, tell me what we've gotten out of these regime change wars in the Middle East up to this point. So we've got Afghanistan, we've got Iraq, we can look at these things and see what's going on.
How about this, Mark? I'm going to try to play, you know, take that side for you here.
All right.
Cheaper oil. You could be paying $5 a gallon. You're paying $2.50.
Could be. They are certainly doing that in Europe, but that's because of taxes. You could be paying probably $1.25 a gallon if it wasn't for all the taxes on petroleum products at this point. So it's your government, or series of governments, that's likely costing you all that money when it comes to fuel. Secondly, the price of gas went up during the Iraq conflict. Not down. I mean, one of the things that was trotted out for the Iraq war was, at least we'll get some lower fuel prices.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, we didn't. And it makes perfectly good sense. They run these giant generators over there at these military base encampments that they set up.
Right, got to air condition the tents, right?
They're air conditioning tents in the desert with giant generators. And then they have to move the fuel from here to there. It's extraordinarily expensive. I can't remember what it was for a gallon of diesel fuel, but I found it shocking.
What did you say was $6 trillion spent so far in
these wars? $6 trillion.
In the last 20 years or whatever?
Right, and these conflicts that we've had in the Middle East recently, Afghanistan and Iraq.
Right, so you're not including the original Iraq war, which would have been even more
money.
Well,
I think it's fair to say that 80% of the debt that we currently have, that $23 trillion in debt that has never been paid off, it got kind of close pre-World War I, but since the 1830s, basically. Jackson had it at zero, but it went up for the Civil War, went down, you know, these kind of things. But pre-World War I was the last time it was even near zero.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, if you look at the conflicts and the debt, the debt to conflict ratio, you will see that something like 80% of the debt that we have is conflicts. Really conflicts that all came out of World War I. If the United States hadn't gotten involved in World War I, there probably wouldn't have been a World War II.
Yep.
And had there not been a World War II, you wouldn't have seen also World War I. There wouldn't have been, the Middle East wouldn't have been cut up the way it did, or if it was, you know, maybe we wouldn't have been involved. There's a variety of these things, but they just all cascade out of that.
Yeah.
And it's all the same thing. It's all the same endless war, conflict, debt cycle that we American citizens are paying for and getting nothing from.
Well, you're getting more danger. So it's more likely that you could be included within a terrorist strike. You know, it's more likely that terrorism will happen, and so therefore more likely that it could involve you or one of your family members. So you are getting more of that.
Oh, yes.
That's something.
There's some downside, no doubt.
You're getting more, as you pointed out, national debt. So that's something you're getting because they're going to try to saddle you and your children and their grandchildren with that. So that's something you're getting. I mean, you're losing your lifestyle as a result of that. You're losing your spending power because they're going to be increasing the supply of dollars in the economy in order to pay for all this warmongering. So get ready for, your quality of life is likely going to go down a little bit because of that. So.
You can certainly say that we get, the trade is possible because of the U.S. Navy, right? We keep the shipping lanes clear for the whole world. By the way, the whole world doesn't pay for it. The United States citizens do.
Well, shouldn't the shippers pay for it?
Well, they should.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that there's something to be said there. But that doesn't... I'm not saying we don't need a Navy. I'm saying the United States doesn't need to get involved in this endless cascade of conflicts
right.
that create problem after problem.
And
note, Russia went communist after the United States was involved in World War I and occupied their territory. China went communist after the United States aided them in World War, was on the same side, same with the Russians, same side as the Chinese, aided them in their war against Japan, and then occupied their territory to some extent, and then they went communist. I don't know what the relationship is, but I'm beginning to see a pattern.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Kirby is on the line and listening on YouTube, and you're in Indianapolis. Hello, Kirby.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm going to tell you, this Iran stuff has got me really annoyed out. My children and grandchildren cannot go fight in Mr. Bone Spurs' wars. Here's a guy who got 6 deferments from Vietnam because he said he had bone spurs,
mm-hmm.
but he can play golf all day. Okay? Back in, 2003, the DOD ran a war game, supposedly against Iran, and they had a former Marine Corps general who had just retired named Paul Van Ripper, Lieutenant General, I believe, who they tagged to run the opposition force. In the first day of the game, he sunk an entire battle group. And
so he was playing as Iran, basically?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, and after the first day, America had already taken out all the high technology. He went back to using World War I and World War II tactics and defeated America. Mm-hmm. Now, what we're dealing with in Iran right now goes back to the 1950s when we decided we didn't like their democratically elected president,
yep.
Mossadegh, yep. And we destabilized the country. And we put the Shah in power, and we created a Frankenstein that will never die. Mm. Never.
Well, it may if we stop messing with them. At some point, Iran was pretty modern about that time in the 1950s, and it was the destabilization of their government and putting them back in the Stone Age with the sanctions and these sorts of things that have driven them far more religious. Now their new generation is probably sick and tired of the kookery that's going on, but the only way to solve the problem is letting them solve the problem.
Right.
You can't go in and install puppet regimes.
Well, they did.
With any success.
Well, yeah. And it just causes all kind of unintended consequences as well.
Afghanistan, Iraq.
Kirby, anything else you want to share? You nailed it.
No, that's it. I just would like for everybody to look at that video on YouTube. It's only like 5 minutes long.
Which one?
By General Van Ripper.
Was it Ripper?
Ripper, V-A-N-R-I-P-E-R. You just type that in, it'll come up. And I would encourage everybody to read War is a Racket.
Good one. Another, thank you, Kirby.
Another
great,
Marine.
Yep, great call. Thank you for making it tonight here. War is a Racket is essentially a pamphlet written by General Smedley Butler, who was a World War One general.
He never fought in either any of the World War Wars, but he did receive two Medals of Honor and would have got a third had officers been eligible.
So was he between the two wars or something?
Right. Blackjack Pershing and he didn't get along.
There's more coming up here. 855 450 free like freedom.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquor Chops.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, the live Live Saturday edition here. We will take your calls and thoughts about what you want. You may dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
For a long time, libertarians have been looking for something like liberty.menu, an actually useful and attractive and free business directory for people that care about freedom, for individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, you should be listed over at liberty.menu. You surely have a thing you do that you want people to know about. Maybe it's your business, or maybe it's your digital content that you're the creator of. You make videos or podcasts or something like that. Or perhaps you are an events coordinator. You got an event that you like to promote, get out there to the Liberty community. Liberty.menu is the perfect place to do that. You can use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile. That's Liberty.menu. We go back to the phones, to the fun. We got Dennis on the line listening, I believe. Are you in South Carolina, Dennis?
Yes, a Little River, South Carolina.
Excellent. So you're listening to WRNN-FM. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Mark. Sure. And Ian. I appreciate you. It's so interesting listening to you talk. I wish I knew more about libertarians, but I'm going to study up on it. But what I wanted to talk about our embassy was actually attacked, and that's the same thing as attacking, a city in Iowa or New York City. An embassy is considered part of the United States.
Right.
And
now, when you say it was attacked, what exactly happened? Do you know?
Well,
I mean, did somebody throw a bottle?
What I saw on TV, and they were throwing firebombs into the embassy and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Donald Trump, he brought in like 850 Marines pretty quick. But we didn't want another Benghazi. You know what happened in Benghazi? You know, that was a nightmare. He got killed. Man in charge of the embassy. What do you think? Man, my brain doesn't work too good. I'm 70.
Yeah, I don't remember the names there involved either, but Benghazi was a true cluster F, as they call it.
Yes, it was.
Snafu.
He wasn't going to let that happen. But the thing is, you don't hear much about that. But the thing was, he went in there and put a stop to it real quick. And of course, the guy, the general that he killed, we all know, and from everything I've read and studied up on him, I mean, he was a real nasty guy.
It looks like he could have been, certainly was responsible for the deaths of Americans, maybe hundreds of them, over time.
Yeah.
Those Americans likely were military members, and they were likely in places that, peace-loving people wouldn't be. I do not like the idea of enlisted men and low-level officers getting blowed up over nonsense, but most of that has to do with the United States government, not the Iranian one. So I'm kind of caught in between on this. This could be genius move by Trump. It could be.
But it may not be. But the news, when you listen to the news, it's like they're kind of spurring Iran on. What are they going to do? They got to do something. You hear the news, they're kind of like spurring them on.
Mm-hmm.
It just drives me
nuts. Well, the
nuts.
News wants conflict. I mean, the news wants, they've always lived, and they sell ads based on conflict in the world. If there's nobody dying, if it bleeds, it leads, right? Like, they need to have that.
Exactly.
Dennis, thanks for calling, man. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you for making that call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Well, what are they going to do? I don't know what they're going to do, but Kirby just called in the last segment and pointed out how a former Marine General Van Riper had run a scenario where he was playing as Iran and wiped out a battle group and won the war game. So I just watched that video, and sure enough, he's got some ideas. Now, taking out Iran's best general might very well be the way to start that war game, right? If Van Riper had been there, then maybe they wouldn't have won. But is it possible? Yes. Yes, it's possible for Iran to wipe out a battle group. And that would be tragic.
So when you said you thought this could have been a genius move by Trump, what do you mean? I mean, it's clearly an escalation, and that's always a bad plan.
Well, I don't know whether it's history will tell, right? Mm-hmm. If Iran goes home and licks its wounds because its greatest general has just been wiped out.
Yeah, but he's just another general to be replaced by another general. They've already got the new guy.
There are people who are not just another general,
mm-hmm.
okay? I mean, there are people who are excellent at their jobs. And when it comes to a general, you know, really great generals we study. For a reason. Is he a really great general? I don't know.
I don't know. He put himself in the Baghdad airport so he could get blown up. That didn't seem that smart.
He seemed to have traveled with impunity and did not care.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe he's already written out his plans and has just left it with his,
his
underlings in the hopes that
who is now in his place.
It went out in the hopes that this would exactly happen. I have no clue.
Yeah, new boss, same as the old boss. The new guy is stepping out to take over the Quds force, which is the part of the 125,000-strong Revolutionary Guard, a paramilitary organization that answers only to Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The Guard oversees Iran's ballistic missile program, has its naval forces shadow the U.S. Navy in the Persian Gulf, and includes an all-volunteer Basiji force. This new guy is Ismail Ghani is his name. Like his predecessor, he faced the carnage of Iran's 8-year war with Iraq in the 1980s and later joined the newly founded Quds, or Jerusalem Force. Much still remains unknown about Ghani, who is 62 years old. Western sanctions suggest he's long been in a position of power in the organization, and likely one of his first duties will be to oversee whatever revenge Iran intends to seek for the U.S. airstrikes early Friday that killed his longtime friend,
right.
Soleimani.
You know, Iran isn't under the... They're not going to act like Saddam Hussein did, where Saddam's like, bring it, Merca! Right? You know, I don't know why that guy acted the way he did, but he got his comeuppance. Iran's not going to be that stupid. They're going to have plans to deal with the United States military. Will they be successful? I have no clue.
I want to bring Jerome on here in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Jerome.
Hey, as Dana Carvey would say, well, 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 what are they talking about tonight? Oh, it's old Donald J. Trump, huh? Hey,
no, I think we're talking more about war and unintended consequences and why escalation is not a good plan. But, you know, Trump's the president at this time, but we've been anti-war throughout the history of Free Talk Live. So that's the way it's always been.
All I notice is that whenever Republicans get in office, we always end up in a war somewhere.
And World War I was started by a Democrat.
Somewhere.
World War II was started by a Democrat. The Korean conflict, was that Eisenhower? Well, Vietnam was started by a Democrat.
Obama didn't end the Iraq War. He continued it. We'll continue here. If you got more to say, though, Jerome, we can bring it back. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The U.S. has been at war without a declaration under pretty much the presidents during my lifetime. This is Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least one missile landed near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. No casualties have been reported in the strike, which hit after thousands gathered for a funeral procession to mourn slain Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Multiple sources reported on the strike, but the number of missiles that have landed was not confirmed. An unknown number of rockets landed in the heavily fortified Green Zone, where the U.S. Embassy is situated, but it was not hit. President Trump tweeted, "He selected 52 targets in Iran that will be hit very hard and very fast if there are strikes against Americans or American assets." Soleimani was killed Thursday in what President Trump said was a defensive measure to prevent imminent and sinister attacks. Iran's ambassador to the UN said the U.S. has started a military war by an act of terror with the killing of Soleimani. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform over at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods, including PayPal and Venmo and bank deposits and remittances, or just meeting somebody in person with cash. Head on over to local.bitcoin.com to get started with that. There are no identification requirements to sign up for the site, which is a big deal. Plus, all communications between buyers and sellers there are encrypted. So go to local.bitcoin.com and get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com.
That means you can get Bitcoin Cash and not have it tracked.
That's true. We go to, or back to, Jerome in Charleston, South Carolina. Jerome calling in, as usual, to lambast Trump, and I think he absolutely deserves it.
Today's Jerome's day.
But at the same time, also unfairly claiming that the Democrats somehow want to keep the U.S. out of war when, you know, history is
right, they hate
that.
Tulsi Gabbard, who is their biggest anti-war candidate, you know, a woman, a minority, and everything that the Democrats should want. For some reason, they're calling her a Russian asset.
What do you think about that, Trump?
Sooner or later, she's going to turn into a Republican. You know, just like when Trump used to
really?
Be a Democrat.
Don't you want a candidate that can beat Trump?
Oh, you think she's going to beat Trump?
Well, I'm telling you, she's taking Trump voters right now. I mean, when you look... When you, there are people, I went to a Tulsi Gabbard event here in New Hampshire.
Did she sound like she was going to convert to a Republican?
No, she sounded like a Democrat that was anti-war.
Yeah,
is what she sounded
it.
Like. She's a huge social
total
safety
lefty.
Net and all that other stuff. So yeah, absolutely. I think she can take Trump voters because there was a guy in there that said, "I voted for Trump, and I'm here because you're my only hope."
Wow.
Well, Trump voters are dumb anyway. So
well, Pete Buttigieg isn't going to get that, okay? No, there's no Trump people going to Buttigieg's event and saying, "Hey, save me."
He's not going to be president. He's not going to be president.
Well, Trump
they're
isn't?
Not going to put a they're not going to put a gay man in the White House as president.
Oh, Pete Buttigieg.
That's what they said about Obama. Well, they weren't going to put a black guy in the White House. I mean, I think that they can a gay guy can win. Sure.
I'm not so sure about that.
All right, Jerome. Thanks for the call tonight, man.
He had a butt.
What? Right, he's gone. Right. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Katie is on the line in North Carolina. Katie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. This whole thing, I don't know if I know the correct pronunciation, that General Soleimani or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You did as good as I did.
Well, it seems like everybody's talking about what a bad guy he is. Well, why haven't we heard about him before this incident? I don't
good point.
Think I've ever seen it in the paper or anything else.
Right. Yeah, they didn't build him up at all. You know, they didn't, like, talk about how bad he was or he's the most wanted he's our target.
Saddam Hussein, we heard about him for years.
Great point. Time. Osama bin Laden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, Trump used to be a registered Democrat, and now he's a Republican.
That's right.
Talking about how, you know, we had wars and they were mostly Democratic presidents at the time. Well, the thing of it is, it seems to me that the way Trump is going along, not fulfilling his campaign promises, that he's turned out to be more of a rhino, you know, Republican in name only.
Well, Republicans always, you know, Republicans and Democrats both don't fulfill their campaign promises because politicians are lying scum.
But I will say that Trump is the most, like, he doesn't fit the party mold. Apparently that's what America wanted, though.
Yeah, they love him. I was just there today. I was at the county Republican meeting here in Keene, New Hampshire, and watching them, and they just love Trump. I mean, if there are people in there who don't love him, they sure don't talk about it.
Well, I voted for him. You know, I believed everything he said, but he's not doing anything. It's like,
are you thinking about voting Democrat?
What he does, not what he says.
Are you thinking about voting for a Democrat in November?
Hell no. I'm hoping Jesus will come or something.
Thank you, Katie, for the call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Katie said hell no.
Well, just to remind you, Mark, you don't just choose between Republicans and Democrats. In November,
yes.
There are third-party options, and the third-party options did better in 2016 when the choices were Trump and Clinton than the third parties have ever done in my lifetime, for the most part.
I think Ralph Nader beat the numbers that Jill Stein brought in for the Green
did
Party.
He?
I believe so.
Huh, you may be right about that.
But there was the spoiler in 2000, and thus, mud was all over his name.
So you will have other options. You will have other choices. We don't know who's running for those third parties at this point in time. I don't think the Greens pick their candidate until later, and the Libertarians don't pick theirs until May.
Trump can go ahead and get a whole mess of people that would vote Libertarian on his side if he goes ahead and pardons Ross Ulbricht, Edward Snowden, Julian Assange.
Yeah,
and
he's
just
not do it.
Well, I don't know what he's
I would love
do.
To be surprised and have him actually do. If he just did one of those three, I'd be pretty impressed. If he did all three, that would be like an amazing, miraculous trifecta.
I've already said that I would vote for him if he pardoned any one of those guys. I would vote for him.
Yeah, I had
and
said
for
I would
solely for that purpose.
Yeah, I had said I would vote for him if he pardons Ross Ulbricht, but striking Iran like this definitely, you know, gives me second thoughts.
Well,
for sure.
I will say he did not strike Iran. He struck Iraq. An Iranian general that was visiting in a country that one wonders what the heck was he doing there.
I don't know.
And I'm not trying to give a pardon or anything like that. I'm just saying that, look, wars, if you throughout history, if you look at when I look at wars, I see two bad guys fighting.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. And that's what I'm likely to see in this circumstance. You're not going to get me to believe that the United States is, oh, the poor United States. You know, I believe Trump escalated this stuff against Iran, and it doesn't need to be happening. But, you know, I don't like Iran either.
No.
You don't see me moving there.
I don't either. And I don't subscribe to the belief system that, you know, states even exist. But there are people who believe in the idea of the nation state.
Well, it's hard not to at least realize that it exists. I mean,
it's just an idea. It's an idea that exists in people's minds, and it justifies violence on their behalf. So when I say Iran was struck, I don't mean that the ground of Iran was struck, that the planet, the portion of within the box or whatever of Iran.
Right,
I mean the idea of the state was struck by them taking out the number two guy. And that's how they're going to see it. That's how the statists
and
Iran are going to see it. They're going to say, oh, well, that was our guy, and you attacked him, so that's an act of war.
And the question is are they going, is their ego going to outweigh their better sense? Because
to not start a war, continue to escalate.
Right. This war isn't going to benefit Iran. The probable, almost certain future for Iran is a lot of dead citizens and the power structure being changed over there. Will there be pushback against the United States when it goes in and attempts at a regime change war? Oh, yes. There'll be pushback. But, and it won't turn out well, just like Iraq didn't, just like Afghanistan didn't. But the people that are in power now will be dead, so they don't get to rejoice.
The new guy who's taken the place of the now dead Soleimani, his name is Ismail Ghani. He is 62 years old. He's long been in power in the organization of the government gang in Iran. He once said of his relationship with Soleimani, quote, "We are children of war, we are comrades on the battlefield, and we have become friends in battle." He said, the Guard has seen its influence grow, this is their Revolutionary Guard, ever stronger, both militarily, by the way, the AP reporting, and politically in recent decades. Iran's conventional military was decimated by the execution of its old officer class during the 1979 Islamic Revolution and later by sanctions. A key driver of that influence comes from the elite Quds Force, which is who this guy was in charge of, which works across the region with allied groups to offer an asymmetrical threat to counter the advanced weaponry wielded by the United States and its regional allies. A little bit more background there for you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Are we on the brink of World War III? You're welcome to share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, live Saturday edition here with you tonight, Ian.
And Mark.
We will take your calls and thoughts. You can call in about anything. Discord server is up, and it's there 24-7. Discord.lrn.fm allows you to connect over there, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Plus, another way you can do it is on our forum over at forum.freetalklive.com. You can just hop on in there. It's actually part of the Shire forums. So there's different forums connected to it, like the Forkfest forum that's in there. So head over to forum.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, more with your calls and thoughts, we go back to James, or I think to James in Myrtle Beach. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes. Hey, how you doing there? Thanks for
taking my
call.
My pleasure.
What do you feel? What's your feelings, sir? I kind of know what your feelings are because I've listened to most of the show, not the entire show tonight. But what do you think of our president, President Trump, ordering the strike to take out Soleimani? Do you feel that that was bad to do? Do you feel it was the guy got what he deserved and being a terrorist, obviously, and responsible for killing over 500 U.S. servicemen and women, and he was reportedly actively plotting to kill more Americans at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq and other parts of the Middle East? I mean, do you feel it was bad that our president ordered that strike, or do you feel it was a good thing, but it's going to maybe cause a whole lot of ugly problems to come with retaliation from Iran?
My opinion is that when somebody puts on the uniform, they are saying, shoot me first. So that includes Iranian generals and United States privates, right? So I'd say he started playing the game of, you know, let's start shooting when he put the uniform on. So I don't think there's a moral problem from that standpoint. I think that it could go terribly, and I'd like to remind everybody in the United States what regime change wars are like. And I think Americans are sick and tired of war right now. They didn't want anything to do with Syria. They didn't want anything to do with Libya. They didn't want to do anything to do with conflicts around the world, Somalia, Yemen. There's a variety of them. And
And
Iraq, Afghanistan.
Well, Iraq's there. Afghanistan, those are the reasons that we don't like it. So bad? I don't really have an opinion as far as bad. Having terrible consequences? It could. It really could.
Well, I'm going to say on this one, Mark, I disagree with you. I think it is immoral to continue to escalate a conflict. I think that that is, you know, asking for trouble, because what it takes to end a conflict is for someone to de-escalate that conflict. And if your role in the conflict is escalating it, then that's a problem.
I think an attack on an embassy is pretty bad. And, you know, if this was orchestrated by a state,
that's what they have you believe. But they're liars, so you can't believe a word they say.
That was an attack on the embassy, but not only that. If our president receives intelligence that states that this guy is about to round up and plotting to kill more Americans, and another attack coming very soon within the embassy of Iraq as well as other parts of the Middle East, I mean, our commander in chief has to do something to stop that.
Well, he could just get them out of there.
They could just go home. They could just forget about all this, you know, Middle East conflict, which has led to the deaths of the 500 people or whatever that you cited. They wouldn't have died if they hadn't been over there at the service of these politicians over the various decades.
Right. Well, yeah, way before President Trump's election.
Right. Trump is just continuing the policies of his predecessors.
And what I like the best about Trump, and again, I've praised Trump on the air here, as I like that he has avoided conflict on multiple occasions, including with Iran, knowing that it would kill like 134 or something Iran service members if he had made this attack, decided to call it off.
Yeah, I remember that. We praised him for that.
And Soleimani probably should have stayed in Iran, and he wouldn't have had this problem.
Well, Soleimani, not only that, he ordered the killing of Iran's own citizens, from all the protesters. There was thousands upon thousands of people that were killed at the direction of Soleimani. So he.
Well, I mean, the U.S. government has ordered the jailing of millions of its own citizens.
And don't forget all the Indians the United States government killed not too long ago.
Yeah, I mean, so comparing the Iranian government with the U.S. government is just comparing cancers.
What do you mean? The U.S. has ordered jailing of its own citizens. What are you talking about?
That's what it does.
There's millions of people in the United States who are in various different prisons for no real reason beyond
victimless crimes.
Yeah, just victimless crimes. I mean, drug possession or drug dealing.
Right.
Or
before to understand what a libertarian thinks, you first have to understand this one fact. Hold on. Let me tell you the fact.
Wait a minute.
You don't want to hear the fact. Fine.
Drug possession is a crime.
Right.
No, it's not.
So was escaping slavery as a slave in the 1860s. Because something is illegal does not mean that it is immoral. And consider that what a libertarian thinks is that a nation, a state, a government is an organization of institutionalized violence, okay? That's what it is. The nation state has to project force, and that's what they do over and over again. That's what Iran's doing. That's what the United States is doing. So I'm just sitting over here like, how many of y'all want to give your lives for these lying politicians?
Well, here's the thing. We are where we are as a country. We have involvement over in the Middle East, which I'd like to see us get out of there and bring everybody home and end it
right.
all.
That's
right.
I agree completely.
But, especially the Democrat Party, you know, everybody cries and gets up in arms if Trump even talks about pulling out, because our allies won't be protected and won't be there to come to their defense should something break out.
Fine.
Allies better buy weapons like Israel did.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's too bad. Go ahead.
This is my prediction.
All right.
Okay.
President Trump, I really believe he's a very unique kind of president.
Uh-huh.
He's not going to ship over plane loads of unmarked billions of dollars in cash in the middle of the night. He's going to send missiles. And I think that if Iran chooses to retaliate by, let's say, let's go attack Israel, one of the United States' biggest, if not the biggest ally, let's go attack them. That'll be all it'll take for Trump to order more strikes and where it'll be really an all-out war, which Iran ultimately, unfortunately, there'll be many casualties, but Iran will lose at the end of the day. Going up against the United States military.
Probably. There was that, that we were just talking about, that war game where a U.S. general played Iran and managed in 2002 to beat U.S. forces and sink a battle group. And that's a pretty impressive feat.
Well, either way, it's going to result in, people who otherwise would have been, alive end up perishing, whether it's innocent people in Iran or U.S. military members or military members in Iran. These are the varieties of folks.
I just don't want the fight.
Thank you, James.
I just don't want it.
Thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Jay. He's in Boulder, Colorado, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Jay. Hello? Jay in Boulder, Colorado, going once. Jay in Boulder, going twice. All right. Well, thanks for trying. 855, 450, free like freedom. And everybody will be less
free
as a result.
We are here. Right? Like, we, the nation, is in the Middle East or whatever. I don't know.
Where?
The nation, the United States government.
The U.S. government.
But his reasoning was that the U.S. is in the Middle East, so we got to do stuff. We got to clean up our toys or
whatever.
Even
though he said he wants them to leave.
And I'd say no. Remember, I just said that I think 75 to 80% of this $23 trillion debt that we're saddling our great-grandchildren with, because our grandchildren aren't going to pay this off, ladies and gentlemen. Your children aren't going to be able to pay this off. Right now, the debt is like $60,000 per working adult. It's incredible. And all this is going to do is put more debt. It was $6 trillion of it is just for this war, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and expect this to be that bad. Iran is going to be that bad if there's a war. And you don't need it. My son, who's 11 years old, doesn't want to pay for your war games, people.
Mm-hmm.
All this is going to do is enrich the military-industrial complex, and not you. You aren't going to benefit. Is there some vengeance involved? Sure, you can always find vengeance, but I shouldn't have to pay for your vengeance. You want vengeance on Iran? Go get it.
Yeah, go over there and join whatever military you want to. I don't want to pay for any of the military conflicts, personally. I'm not interested in that. Oh, well, who's going to protect you? Well, I'd rather just go ahead and take my chances, and, if I need to, we can hire people locally to protect.
Who protects Liechtenstein and Costa Rica and a whole variety of other places?
I think they would argue the U.S. protects Costa Rica.
Fine. Do they pay?
I doubt it.
They don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
So, there's no equitable distribution here. If somebody should pay, it should be corporations that are doing business.
A related story. We'll take your calls, of course. We've got a full hour to go here. But a related story, the Selective Service System website crashed recently. And some people are saying it was because of a large number of people going to visit, young people presumably, worried about the draft coming back. And let's get into that on the way. Hour 3, this is Free Talk Live, 855-450, free. You can join us. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.